Era in the first century is brought the name of a region, a name of a city that was in the region, like New York City is in New York State. So New York refers to a state, and New York City is a city in that state. In that same region of Gadara was another city called Gergesa, G-E-R-G-A-S-A, G-E-R-G-A-S-A. That's important because two gospel writers says he came into Gadara, and one says he came into Gerasa, and that's one of those so-called contradictions people point to. However, the two gospels simply tell you the region, and then one gospel writer gives you a specific city within the region. Now, the city of Gadara today is inside Jordan, and if they do what I asked them to do, that'll be a first stop after we cross the border. But they don't always do what I tell them to do, but hopefully you'll see it then. But what you're looking here is some of the remains of the period of Gergesa. Also again, a Gentile part of the lake. They mentioned one time he crossed in the Gentile part of the lake, and this was where he came into. He was up in those hills somewhere when he was confronted by a demoniac that had a legion of demons. And those demons knew that normally when they're cast out of a person, they'll spend some time in the abyss. And they asked Jesus not to send them into the abyss. And for some reason, Jesus allowed them to run, go into a herd of pigs, a herd of swine. And once the swine were demonized, it showed they had a higher ethical standard than people, because the two men were content to have demons in them, a pig will have none of it. And there was a mad rush down the hill into the Sea of Galilee, and they all drowned themselves in the Sea of Galilee. Exactly why Jesus allowed them to do that, we don't really know, because people say, well, they violated the Mosaic Law. No, this was Gentile territory. The Mosaic Law did not apply here. So why he did it, we're not sure, but if I was to guess, it was to provide a biblical basis for a popular Gentile food dish called deviled ham. Write that down, you can use it. In the same period, they built this church mostly from the volcanic rock. I'm not sure what they called it. I call it the Church of the Pig. And that's what these events happened. So I'm going to look at some of the remains. A couple of things which are of biblical interest here that I'll show you when we get there. And also, keep in mind that these Byzantines were Greek-speaking churches. And I'll show you why that's significant as we move in. Any questions from up here?
Yeah, why there are, in Matthew it says there were two.
One person was dominant. He's the one that wanted to become a disciple of Jesus. The other one was just there. So one writer chooses to record two men, and one just focuses on the one that wants to become a disciple.
Okay.
Question? Okay. Let's go in.